with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is promising the U.S. will defend the Philippines against any attack in the South China Sea. The pledge follows a meeting with the Philippine president and the Japanese prime minister at the White House.
Recently, we've seen repeated confrontations between Chinese and Philippine vessels in disputed waters of the South China Sea. A few days before his visit to D.C., President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. accused a Chinese vessel of highly dangerous maneuvers near the Second Thomas Shoal. It's a disputed maritime region in Spratly Island. So there are specific incidents and, if you will, specific areas of risk that could see further tension. And I think they have that in mind when these leaders sit together and say, well, if this happens, if this goes further, what do we do?
The BBC's Shaina Halil. Israel's military vows to defend the country should Iran launch an attack. Israel's supreme leader Iran's supreme leader insists that Israel must be punished for an attack on an Iranian diplomatic compound in Syria. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Israel's foreign minister vows that if Iran attacks Israel from its territory, Israel will attack inside Iran. Also at SRNnews.com, the House today planning another attempt to reauthorize a spy program, the so-called FISA program, the FBI says is crucial to stopping terrorism. House Speaker Mike Johnson makes a campaign pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago later today. He'll visit former President Trump, the two planning a joint announcement dealing with election integrity. Streets of Charleston, South Carolina were underwater following record rain spawned by a massive storm system. It spread torrential rain and high winds, even tornadoes, across a vast area. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow down 213 points. The Nasdaq off 129. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is a phase.
A new study out of the Netherlands indicates that most young people who say they want to live as the opposite sex grow out of it in a few years. The research from the University of Groningen says that over 95% of adolescents who want to adopt the transgender lifestyle have decided not to by the time they're in their 20s. The numbers suggest that allowing young people to undergo irreversible sex change operations is a tragic mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Parliament of Poland is working on several bills that would liberalize the country's strict abortion laws. A traditionally Catholic country has some of the most pro-life laws in Europe. But Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who took power in December, has vowed to legalize abortion until the 12th week of pregnancy. Currently, abortion in Poland is banned in most cases under a 1993 law and further restricted by a 2020 constitutional court ruling. This is SRN News. Israel is pushing back against the Hamas public relations campaign. The Media Line's Felice Friedson explains.
Israel has opened a new front in the information war being fought simultaneously with the military ground war in the Gaza Strip. Articles depicting in detail the horrors Hamas inflicted on October 7th, including the sexual assaults and first-person accounts by former hostages, are being translated and distributed through the government's Arabic language website. The Arab world until now has suppressed any access to coverage of Hamas atrocities. Meanwhile, new polling has confirmed that world sympathy for Israel post-October 7th has dissipated and returned to pre-massacre levels. The rapid loss of sympathy is attributed to the constant showing of Gaza's destruction and reporting of its citizens' plight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details, MediaLine.org, SRNNews.com.